And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Alright, we played Dread Curse by Smirk and Dagger Games. It was for 3 to 8 players, 30 to 45 minutes, from ages 14 and up.
Before ye lies a sack of 60 golden doubloons, draw ye your share from the bag, and steal what more ye may to amass the most valuable stash of treasure ye can. Each round, players reveal coins from their hidden cache to win the captaincy or one of the other 7 crew assignments, each with a unique talent for prying the coins from the hands of their shipmates. Take all ye deserve, but no more than prudence allows, for the treasure be cursed! To end the game with the coin bearing the black spot be death itself. Best line someone else's pocket with it, lest ye find ye pirating days at an end. So yes, again, this was Dread Curse. So what sort of, what good things can we say about this game?
It was fun.
A big bag of coins.
Cardboard coins,
but coins nonetheless. It was kind of fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There was a lot of piratey cutthroat action going on.
Lots of cutthroat.
Backstabbing and shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Shenanigans.
It played within the time frame it said it did, 30 to 45 minutes, easily. And I can see where it would go even quicker if we actually all knew the rules and weren't learning all at once.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cards were nice and easy to read.
Yeah, even with the weird cursive-y writing, piratey cursive.
Right, and they told you when you should play each of the cards, so there was that. So what's something bad about these games? About this game in particular?
I will point out, I happen to be drinking a drink that kind of sweated in the glass, so my hands had a little bit of moisture on them, and I noticed that along one of the edges, it wicked into the card very easily. So the card, they're like the plasticky stuff over paper.
It's like a lid kind of thing.
Right, so the plasticky part started to come off on one section of the face of the cards because my hands were just a little bit wet. Yeah. Not like soaking wet either. So
just a little moist.
So the cards are a little, they're not as well made as other cards that I've experienced.
Okay, and for a game like this one, Dread Curse, about pirates, you would think that the cards would be a little bit more resistant to moisture of some sort.
Dude, this thing is asking for like a special edition with
real
like,
coins.
With like fancy coins.
Well, not real coins. Not real gold balloons, but metal.
Metal or even like shiny plastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something with a little heft to it.
Shiny plastic.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
You drop it in the sound.
Splendor has that. Yeah, the tokens or the coins have weight behind it.
I
suppose you could go out and buy. Yeah, you could probably go out and buy some like campaign coins or something like that and throw those in there.
Well, but the coins have numbers on them too, so that's something specific.
Yeah, so it'd be a bit of a conversion.
The whole black dot thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but definitely ripe for a
magic marker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just draw a magic marker on someone.
That's true.
The game is very much a screw over of other players a lot.
It is.
So that could be a bad thing.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that kind of game. But, I mean, it was still fun for that.
Right. If you go in knowing that's the kind of game it is.
It's called Dread Curse, and it's about stealing coins from your shipmates and your pirates.
Well, you're a pirate, so
I know, but...
And it's a push-your-luck game of cunning thievery and ample turns of fortune.
The push-your-luck did not work out for me.
Well, you did what you usually do.
I do.
You went all
somehow
in.
You got to eat my dinosaur in this game, too. I don't know.
I don't know how that worked, but yeah.
Any other things we want to say about this game? Kind of reminded me of like games like The Great Dalmudi and stuff like that, where one person is like in the first spot and then you play something, the positions change and everybody who's in those positions has a different
ability
they can do. It kind of reminded me of that.
I know something else I want to say about this game. You should really go check it out at the Scarab Game Library, because that's kind of great.
That sounds good. Again, that's Dread Curse by Smirk and Dagger Games.
We were actually joined by someone new from our not our normal gaming group. Your name again?
Dakota.
Dakota. So.
And of course, John and Ruby and Calvin and
Mitch.
Doug and what's his face? Mitch. We were talking about Dread Curse.
Yeah.
Go check it out, Scarab Game Library.